Good afternoon. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. I'm Mark Rumsey. For the first time since 1961, the Confederate flag is no longer a part of the landscape at the South Carolina State House. A Highway Patrol honor guard lowered the flag for the final time during a ceremony this morning. A large crowd endured the steamy South Carolina heat to witness the historic moment. WFAE's Duncan McFadden was there for the ceremony. He joins me now. Duncan, good afternoon.
Hi, Mark.
Well, what about that sense of history at today's flag lowering? Was that evident in the crowd?
It absolutely was. You know, something that struck me this week is how many parents and grandparents brought their children and grandchildren out to see the events going on, to see the flag. I even heard one grandfather specifically telling his grandchildren, "This is a historic moment. We brought you here because this is important. I want you to remember that you were here in this moment." And among the parents I talked to was Carla Knight, who is from Charleston.
Well, my son is 14, and I thought this would be a wonderful, wonderful thing for him to experience, even for me to experience, to be honest. So I got up this morning and I said, we're going to make the drive and go.
And I really can't underline enough how many families, how many multi-generational families came out for the events yesterday and today. Carla really does represent a feeling that I picked up on in the crowd.
And Duncan, I know that she mirrors the feelings of so many that were there on the State House grounds today, but not everyone who was on hand was in support of the move that was made today, right?
Maybe not. No, they maybe realized that it was historic, but not for the same reasons. There were some people who were very sad to see the flag go. I saw people coming by to take photos because they said that, you know, it was the last day the flag was going to be up, and they wanted to preserve that and share that with their children and grandchildren. Joy Jackson was at the ceremony today. She was wrapped in a Confederate flag, carrying around a photo of her grandfather, who she said was injured badly in the Civil War fighting for the Confederacy. Here's what she had to say.
I don't think it should be taken down. I do not think that flag should come down. It wasn't about slavery to begin with, and it should not come down. But at least I can do is come wear the flag to represent my grandfather.
And you can hear the emotion in her voice. This was obviously a very difficult thing for her, and she represents a part of the South Carolina population that really wanted to see the flag stay up.
Many of us took a few minutes out this morning to watch this event on TV. It did look like a sea of people. Any idea how big that crowd was?
All I have heard is thousands. I did ask some police officers if they had any preliminary count yet, and as far as I know, they haven't released any more specific information about it. So I will say thousands. It wasn't packed. There was room to spare on the State House grounds. The street across the street was closed off, and there were people filling that street all the way down. But then off to the sides on the closed street, it wasn't full. So there were a lot of people there, but there was still more capacity, and there was room to move around for those of us who were in the crowd.
And briefly, Duncan, remind us what happens now to the flag that came down today.
Well, the honor guard took the flag down, folded it, and then they handed it to the director of the State Military History Museum. Its full name is the South Carolina Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum, but it does have historical artifacts from the American Revolution through to the present day. The museum has not said a lot about what their plans are for the flag or when they will put it on display. I think maybe they are just starting to realize what they have on their hands, and that they want to take some time and make sure that they handle this properly. So we don't know quite yet, except that it's just down the street in that museum.
WFAE's Duncan McFadden in Columbia, covering today's historic final removal of the Confederate flag from the State House grounds there. Duncan, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mark.